Welcome back to Tzedakah and the Parsha, Daniel Eisenberg. In Parshas Tazria, we learn about Tzaras. That's the main topic of our Parsha. And Kliyakar says in Yud Gimel Beis, on the comment, Se'eso Sepachas Obaheres, it's his second comment on this pasuk. He says that there's a machlokas, there's a difference of opinions of what Tzaras actually is, what it's about, whether it reflects an internal, more natural disease, or whether it's a reflection of sin, right? He says, is it a chole tivi that's nistar besocha guf mabatzei to lechutz, that there's some internal disease that's causing problems, it's gonna come out, or is it a sin that he's being punished for and that's coming out? But he says either way, that's related to the word mitzora, which is motzi ra, that he says that it's megale something, it reveals something and brings it to the outside. So whether it's an actual biological, physical disease, or it's a reflection of his sin, and it's a punishment. Either way, it's bringing out something bad that's something wrong that's within, and that, you know, especially he points out because the averos that someone gets saras for, chazal, right, taking the approach that saras is a punishment for averos. So they're typically private averos. There are many different averos that are listed, but very often they can be done in private. And people don't know to stay away from a person like this. So tzaras is that sign that someone is ill and someone should keep distance, or someone is a sinner and therefore someone else should keep distance. And he speaks about the significance of the psukim emphasizing the term or skin, which indicates that it's not because of thoughts of averos, but rather what the skin was actually brought to do. Meaning it's not just the flesh is mentioned, it's something more external that he's actually done. Anyway, he points out that while Chazal mentions seven averos in the Gemara that bring about Tzaras, and he quotes that there are 10 in the Midrash, and really there are other Midrashim that list 11, 12, 13, 14 different averos that could bring about Tzaras. And he points out that they're all based on psukim. There are different psukim in Tanakh that Chazal derived this from. He says the psukim in these parshios only allude to three specific sins. And really all the others can fall under the category of these three. And he says that they are arrogance, lashon hara, and stinginess / chemdas mamon, desire for money. He points out, you can see just how Rashi interprets the purification of the mitzvah coming about through something there's cedar wood, there's agudas azov, wool that's like a worm, and there's messages of arrogance and humility in there. And he quotes Rashi speaking about the purification of the Mitzvah, which is done with birds, which Chazal understand is demonstrating, twittering and tweeting lashon hara. And also what we say regarding the house that is afflicted with Tzaras, that someone should take all the objects in his house outside. And Chazal point out over here that the reason for that is it demonstrates that, you know, he was stingy. When people asked him to borrow things, he said, oh, I don't have. And then all of a sudden he has to empty out his house and everything's out there. So these are comments of Rashi, comments of Chazal that are specifically on this Parsha. And Kliyakar says, so I get from there that those are really the three main things. Other places in Tanakh that feature other, you know, things that were done, inappropriate things that were done that seem to be associated with with tzaras and punishments. So those two, but these are the three main things. And then other things fall into the category. For example, when we see theft, and theft is punished with tzaras, but that's a subcategory of chemdas mamon, desire for money, and stinginess. So he really categorizes them all under these three. One more point that he has over here, which is fascinating, he really has a lot here, but just to keep it short, he points out the terms that are used here. There's se'es, sapachas, and baheres are three terms that refer to shades of tzaras and subcategories of it. And he says that these three things, se'es, sapachas, and baheres, actually allude to these three sins as well. He says that the term se'es, which really literally means like lifting up, so it could be, you know, you can explain that in pshat, it's like lifted up on the skin. But he says se'es is an allusion to gasas aruach, arrogance, someone who lifts himself up and says he's better than everybody else and demonstrates that, so he is punished with tzaras. The second term, sapachas, he says what sapachas means is it means tafel, it means a subcategory, something that's really a subcategory of the others. And he says that what is the, you know, the subcategory, the tough L, he calls it, the thing that is not the main thing, the thing that is secondary. So he says this is an allusion to chemdas mammon, desire for money, which is something that is supposed to be tough L in life. That's not supposed to be the main thing, right? Money should not be the goal of someone's life. Money doesn't buy happiness. Money is a means to get other things. But it's not. It's something automatically secondary. He quotes the Rambam, who says that all the people, things that people acquire, kol kinyanim kechachma gvura milas amidos kulam is atzmes imadim v'dvukim bo chutz mina osher. That and everything that a person acquires, his strength, his wisdom, everything he acquires, they become part of the person. This is not wealth. Wealth isn't that. Ki hu nitval el adam bibachutz ve'no davak imo klal. Wealth is not attached to a person at all. Somebody can properly be identified by how they conduct themselves, by their wisdom, by their strength. But something that is so easy to change on the flip of a dime, sometimes literally, and they are poor, they are rich in 2 seconds, that's something that the Rambam says is nitfal to somebody. That's a secondary mita. It's not the main thing. So somebody who is attached to this chemdas amam desire for money, they're desiring something that's just secondary, and that's actually what the term sapachas implies. And finally, the term baheres, he says, baheres is an expression of levanos, of something that's white. And he says, right, it's like bahir, it's light, it's clear. So what does that have to do with the third thing, lashon hara? So he says lashon hara is something that's malbin pnei chavero. Lashon hara is something that whitens a person's friend. It's something that embarrasses people when people find out that they've been spoken about. It takes out the color of their face, and this is the term we use. We malbin pnei chavero means literally whitening the face of somebody else. That's the term that Chazal used throughout for embarrassing somebody, and lashon hara is something that brings that about. And he has more written here, but just that enough is already such a powerful thing. These different main averos that Chazal seem to highlight from our parsha, not from other places in Sakhon, from our parsha, the main averos that bring about tzaras, that are motzi ra for a mitzora, that bring out the evils of the often secretive sins that are within, but it brings it out, are the sins of demonstrating arrogance, inappropriate desire for money, which often leads to theft and stinginess and swearing falsely, and of course lashon hara, and we see it in the terms that the Torah uses for different types and categories of tzaras. The term se'es, sapachas and baheres, terms that imply lifting up and valuing things that are secondary and whitening the face of somebody else. So that's alluded to in the terms for these categories of tzaras. And the more you look at the details of the Metzorah, and especially through the lens of the Kli Yakar, you're able to appreciate even more and more what brings about tzaras. And hopefully we'll be able to take that with us and inspire ourselves to not fall prey to the temptation to give in to any of these taivos. Have a beautiful Shabbos.